Welcome to episode 1839 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we continue along with our theme we're exploring this week, which is how to manage social anxiety. There are many kinds of anxiety, and social anxiety is the most prevalent. If there was one particular technique that worked the best when it comes to helping you manage anxiety, I would dare say that would be a breathing technique. When you are able to manage your breath, you're able to manage your emotional state. Your breath and your emotional state are interconnected. And if you remember, if you're a regular listener, a few series ago, I shared with you how to manage extreme stress or trauma. And in that series, you discovered the threshold we have when it comes to managing stress. And research seems to show that when your heart beats 100 beats per minute or more, it's very difficult to access your frontal lobes, which help manage critical thinking. So you may react on impulse without thinking through what you say or what you do. So you might read all kinds of self-help books about how to manage social anxiety by having more positive thoughts or visualizing yourself being successful as you do your next presentation or whatever it is you are doing that causes social anxiety. And these techniques can definitely work, but not if your heart rate is so high that you're not able to access your frontal lobes and your critical thinking. One of the best ways to manage your heart rate is by managing your breath. So I'll share with you a breathing technique you can do when you feel yourself start to experience anxiety and your heart rate begin to beat faster. You may notice you sweat. You may feel faint or nauseous. Before you reach that stage is when you should do this breathing technique. And as you do the technique, you're going to inhale and exhale through your nose. This helps to keep your breath calm. When you breathe through your mouth on the inhale or the exhale, it stimulates your emotions. And so you want to calm your emotions. They are already being stimulated by the anxiety. So inhale and exhale through your nose. And you'll notice that the exhale is twice as long as the inhale. And there's a very good reason for this. Your vagus nerve is a nerve that runs from your brain to your gut, and it impacts many of your major organs, including your heart and your lungs and many other organs, your gastrointestinal tract. And this is the nerve that can be toned with your breath. And the more this vagus nerve is toned, the better you are able to react to stress. So you'll have a nice toned vagus nerve when you do this breathing technique consistently. And now that you know you need to catch yourself from experiencing a full-blown anxiety attack by doing this breathing technique. So nip it in the bud before it becomes out of control and you're not able to access your critical thinking. Now, when you tone the vagus nerve, you can do this anytime. In fact, I recommend you do it throughout your day. Just even consciously build it into your daily habits. Anytime you breathe and extend your exhale longer than your inhale, this is what tones the vagus nerve. So exhale fully, drawing it out a little bit longer than the inhale. That's all you have to do to help tone your vagus nerve. You can do many other things, which I have also shared in previous series. But for this series to manage anxiety, if you double the exhale from your inhale by doing today's breathing technique, this will help you manage anxiety. So if you'd like to be guided through full half-hour guided meditations, as always, I share a daily guided meditation on the Sip and Om meditation app. And I go a little more deeply into a series on the app. I have more time to do so. And also, you receive a journal customized specifically for the week's theme with a daily reflection question on it, as well as a slowdown guide. You can check that out even today to grab the free journal and free guide. Check out the meditations there and see what you think. Again, it's 2 weeks free access to the whole app, the Sip and Om meditation app. So you sitting there, I'll guide you a bit through this breathing technique to manage social anxiety. Make sure your spine is straight and close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to relax your body. And I'll guide you as you inhale to the count of three through your nose and exhale to the count of six through your nose. You can do this breathing technique 3 to 6 rounds. And if you notice that you're feeling a little lightheaded or it's uncomfortable, just inhale and exhale to a lesser count. Maybe inhale to the count of two and exhale to the count of four. So as you're seated, sitting straight, stomach is relaxed, jaw is soft, shoulders are relaxed. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale. Exhale. Continue with the breathing technique and then allow yourself to sit in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.